Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline as we continue. It's election night, and it's our night of hearing from head coaches. And joining us now, University of Miami women's head basketball coach Katie Meyer. Coach Meyer, always good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling a little bit like normal. We've been playing some hoops and practicing, you know, during the week. I'm very blessed. Happy to have the opportunity.
How has practice gone so far, and what are some of the things that you've liked from what you've been able to see from your team?
Well, you know, we started the season just talking about toughness and how it's, you know, things have just been hard and inconvenient, and everyone's going through it in the country, and how are you resilient? And we didn't want to just bounce back. We want to bounce better and find where we can improve and what are the opportunities with this situation. You know, where did we get better? We had more time to reflect. I had really, really long player meetings during the isolation time. You know, instead of having a 30-minute, 45-minute meeting, you had hours. You could have an hour and a half. You could talk to them about things, just get to know everyone a little bit deeper. So starting from that premise, when we've got to some the regular part of the practicing and all that, our conditioning wasn't where it needs to be. But other than that, I think they've been really great. They've been responding really well.
I have to ask you this. The other day was Halloween. I think you broke Twitter with your Michael Jackson movie.
You know, we try to do something every year, and you know, sometimes one of the years I just in the middle of practice threw a fit and just acted like I was so mad and said, "Get to the locker room right now." And they were walking and I was like, "Sprint." And I made them scream and run into the locker room. And I followed them in there, and we had, you know, academic support staff and any ticket office and everyone with a haunted house, like in the middle of the locker room. And they ran in and, you know, the lights were off and they got scared. But this thriller video might have been one of our more creative ones. We figured we had to do something creative and had the idea. And then Coach Blue and Morgan Stroman in the Welcome did a whole script. And then Megan Barnes from Sports Information did a great job of editing it and putting it together. So we had a blast. I mean, it was more fun for the coaches, but the players thought they had film and we popped in and turned into the thriller video. So, yeah, we're being creative.
Have you considered a second career in acting? I hear Jamie Lee Curtis wants to hang up the Halloween movies.
I think the more shocking thing was not my acting, but my poodle skirt. That's where I'm getting most of my feedback from, poodle skirt with my Adidas superstars on. So, but hey, you know, we're having fun, not taking things too seriously, but just trying to keep the kids. You know, mental health is really important right now, and we are really just, you know, instead of just complaining about what it is, we're trying to make the best of the situation and trying to keep everyone's spirits up.
I would describe your costume as eye-popping.
I was so excited. I got a text from Coach Blue. She said, "You have to order this from Party City." I was like, "Oh, my God. All right." This is before I knew what my role was going to be. So, you know, when Coach Blue speaks, I listen. So I follow the rules.
I want to hit you up on Coach Blue for a moment, because that was one of the changes in the offseason. She was named, or you named her, your associate head coach.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a no-brainer move. You know, I've had some great coaches in my career, and I've never actually named anyone associate head coach. So, and I've had, you know, coaches that are in pretty important high-level spots right now that were my assistants before, but Boo's been with me a long time, and I thought it was really important that, you know, her energy and her feel for the game and her feel for the players and how much she loves Miami. I mean, it just kind of almost got embarrassing at a certain point that I had such a talented coach on my staff and she didn't have a title. So I went to Blake and Jen, and they were great about it.
It is election night, and you've been very active in terms of encouraging people to vote.
Yeah, you know, like we're talking about, no one likes a complainer, you know, and just if you're going to complain all the time, then just use your voice and change, you know, be a part of the change you want to see in the world, and be active about it. And I'm not telling you which way to vote. I'm not getting political. I'm just saying, hey, you know, if you're just going to be complaining all the time and not doing anything about it, then I'm not gonna listen to you. So let's just get involved. And, you know, I believe everyone has their own beliefs and their rights and they can speak to what they want to speak on, but please, you know, be involved.
How did your players respond? You do have a veteran team, so you have older players that are eligible and old enough to vote.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, we were all registered, everyone who could. We have quite a few international players that were like, well, I'll try, but I don't think I'm able to. So obviously the whole team didn't vote, but everyone who was eligible registered. And that was a big part of something that we talked about in March. I mean, it was when we were having some of those really emotional Zoom calls in March that they really wanted to be a part of it. And then the ACC got involved in men's basketball on the men's side. Coach L got really involved, and we put the whole campaign together.
We're probably in for a very unusual season. And I asked Coach L this on the show and Gino DeMari as well. The one thing we have learned watching other sports, whether it's the NBA in their bubble or the NFL right now or even Major League Baseball, is the players have approached their situation with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, and you do see a lot of playing, I think, for love of the game. Is that something you've pointed out maybe to your players, that it's going to be an unusual year, so you're going to have to bring maybe some of your own passion?
Exactly. And also sort of the one thing in terms of resilience, and resilience isn't just, you know, okay, I can handle toughness. It's also like finding a solution within the problem. And so just not stopping at the problem all the time. So, you know, we're going to have travel's going to be different. You know, maybe we're blessed and we don't have any positive tests, but it'll be contact tracing. I mean, there's going to be unfair, unfortunate things that happen. And as long as we have the attitude of where we're just trying to stay, okay, that happened. Where's the opportunity? You know, hunt the good. And I actually made them do a journal this summer called Hunt the Good. And they had to find the three things that were great about being at home, being isolated, being in quarantine, whatever. And they wrote, you know, quite a lot about spending time with their family. I mean, an athlete never gets that much time off. And so, you know, just keep it in that mode, doing everything we can. I'm doing my player meetings these next 2 weeks again. And, you know, India Banks, you know, what we just talked about is I just love to see her coming to practice and smiling every day, knowing that this is one of their best part of the day is they get to play basketball versus they have to go to practice. They're really, really changed that mentality, and that's been a lot of fun.
I would say that I don't know that I've ever been so happy to broadcast games. I wonder if players have never been so happy to play sports.
Yeah. I mean, they still don't like the running part so much, you know. They don't like hearing on the line. It's not like they're smiling when they're doing that part of it. But when we do play, and as a coach, I've just built in scrimmages a lot more in these preseason practices, and let them be sloppy and don't stop the play and let them play it out. Just get them feeling good about, you know, being blessed enough to be able to play. And so that's been one obvious change.
You always have such a wonderful perspective on things, so I think you're a very good person to ask this question. It might be even more of a statement than anything. I think one of the things that the COVID has taught us is you have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to adapt, which you just referred to. And if anybody is qualified to adapt and adjust, I think it's people that are involved in sports. And I think it's one of the reasons why so far, whether it's Major League Baseball, college football, NBA, or NFL, they've been able to find their way. There have been some hiccups, but they've been able to find their way because sports people, I think, know how to make adjustments.
Well, yeah, you have to. And it's funny you said that because we're putting in an offense, and you've seen me coach for quite some time now, and I've never had a complete five-out offense. But I had more time to watch a lot more and study, and also understanding that on any given night you may have, you know, you can't play a locked in position basketball. You know, you have to still somewhat positionless with some of the adversity that's been hitting. We've had practices, we've had seven, we've had practices, we had 12 people. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on. So you just kind of go, all right, well, I'm having a blast adjusting and just saying, you know, it don't be married to having one point guard, a two guard, a three guard, a power forward and a center. And, you know, so that's been kind of fun too. And I think that the players are really getting into it and everyone's playing every position and our skill level's improving. So, like I said, adjustment's been huge for us.
You come back with four senior guards on the team and 90% of your starts come back on your team. How important of all years, how important will that experience be this year?
Well, yeah, that also is another reason why we're going five out, because I do have four senior guards, so I want them on the court a lot. So they'll figure it out. And they need to, you know, they're a lot more comfortable with their roles. I think last year that junior class was expecting to still not be the go-to players. We were expecting, you know, a lot from Beatrice. And then all of a sudden, one injury, and they are now all the pressure, all the weight. We can't win unless you play well type that was all on them. And it hadn't been on them in their whole career. And so this year, they're back having lived it once and having probably not done it to the level that they were satisfied with, going, okay, I know it now. Like, give me an opportunity again. I'll fill this role for you, coach. So I'm really happy about it.
You also have a couple of newcomers that look like they're going to contribute to your squad.
There's two that are playing particularly well. We've had a lot of injuries and stuff and some unfortunate stuff. So of the newcomers, I think Nyan Gogoni and Naomi Mbandu are playing great. And they are sophisticated and they are mature. They got great basketball IQ, and it's just a matter of working them in the system, because they are you will not think that they are newcomers. They are veteran. They have a veteran-type demeanor about them.
You always play a very challenging non-conference schedule. That probably is not going to be the complete case this year. You're probably going to have to make some adjustments there because of the virus and traveling and all that stuff. But nonetheless, I'm sure you're going to put together a heck of a schedule in addition to an ACC schedule that's always going to be a grind.
Well, yeah, and the good news is we are playing more regional in our non-conference, but we got some great programs in the state of Florida, non-conference wise. So it's not like we dropped it down a whole heck of a level. We still got to sign some contracts and get that all finalized before we can announce it. But, you know, they'll be driving distance, but they'll be big time programs.
Yeah, that's good. And of course, I would imagine you're expecting another dogfight throughout the ACC.
We added two more games as the coaches voted and the committee voted. We wanted to play as many games as possible, but we all know that the conference is the bread and butter of the season. And so why not, instead of finding and traveling more in a non-conference situation and maybe risking exposure, just increase the number of ACC games so that we can sort of keep it in the family and we know the protocols and we know the travel. And if we need to test on someone else's at campus, that we'd be available for that, you know. And so that was an easy call to just increase the number. Two more, get the number to 20, and play this season out.
What did you think of the Heat's run to the NBA Finals?
If that was not the most entertaining, gutsy, just, God, I loved it. I was obsessed with it. You know, I felt like if there was ever a team that just answered the bell, if my job was to hit a shot, I hit it. If my job was to set a screen, I got it. If I was supposed to defend a stud, I did it. I mean, there was no ego. It was just, this is, what do we need to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? And I'll do it for you. It was awesome as a coach. It was awesome. And the roles changed game by game, possession by possession. And when they were told it, they accepted it and they executed it. And what a fantastic job of coaching. What a fantastic job of coaching.
Well, this is the first of what I hope this year, knock on wood, will be many more discussions on University of Miami women's basketball. Optimistic and hopeful, always good to talk with you. Thanks very much, and enjoy the election night.
Okay, let's go. Go America.
All right. That's University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. We will continue on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.